Welcome to episode 1071 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, in our second week of our new series on firsts and beginnings, we explore the Sabbath. The word Sabbath comes from the Hebrew word Shabbat, which means rest or cessation. It carries the idea of stopping or ceasing from work and is deeply tied to the biblical concept of a holy day of rest instituted by God. One might wonder how the day that was established at the end of creation might be considered as a first. However, the Sabbath, as instituted in Genesis, represents several firsts and beginnings in theological, spiritual, and practical contexts. It is the first sanctified day. Genesis 2 verse 3 states that God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. This is the first instance in the Bible of a day being set apart as sacred. It marks the beginning of time being imbued with spiritual significance, distinguishing the Sabbath as more than a unit of time but a sanctuary in time. The Sabbath is the first occasion when God models rest, establishing a divine rhythm of work and renewal. Leviticus 23 outlines several holy days and festivals that were sanctified by God for Israel. Among them is the Passover, Pentecost, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. There are several other days that have been sanctified as one-time events or on an ongoing basis. Still, none carry the same recurring weekly significance as the Sabbath. It is the beginning of rest. The Sabbath introduces the concept of rest, not as mere inactivity, but as intentional reflection, communion, and celebration of creation. It is the first pause in the biblical narrative, signifying that life is not only about production and labor, but also about worship and relationship with the Creator. Rest on the Sabbath is not about God needing rest, but about modeling the importance of balance in human life. It is the first gift to humanity. The Sabbath is presented as a gift to humanity, emphasizing God's care for his creation. In Mark 2, verse 27, Jesus declares, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath," reinforcing that this day was given as a blessing and opportunity for restoration. It sets the precedent for humanity to enjoy divine provision and relationship, showing that creation was not merely functional, but relational and purposeful. It is the beginning of divine fellowship. The Sabbath represents the first opportunity for God and humanity to commune in a deliberate and unbroken way. Adam and Eve's first full day of life was the Sabbath, spent in fellowship with their Creator and in awe of His creation. It symbolizes the beginning of worship as an integral part of human existence, showing that life's ultimate purpose is to glorify and enjoy God. It represents the inauguration of sacred time. The Sabbath establishes the concept of sacred time, a period set apart from the ordinary for spiritual reflection and connection. This sanctification of time was unprecedented and introduced the idea that not only physical spaces, but time itself could be holy. This practice laid the foundation for later biblical concepts of sabbatical years, jubilee cycles, and festivals. It provides a foreshadowing of redemption. The Sabbath also marks the first prophetic act pointing to humanity's ultimate rest in God. In Hebrews 4, verses 9 and 10, the Sabbath is described as a foreshadowing of the eternal rest believers will experience in Christ. This first Sabbath symbolizes the beginning of a redemptive narrative, reminding humanity that rest, restoration, and relationship with God are central to His plan. It is the origin of weekly rhythms. The Sabbath introduces the concept of a weekly cycle, a rhythm of life that balances work and worship. This is the first structured time cycle in Scripture, and remains a global practice today, deeply rooted in the Sabbath principle. The seven-day week is unique compared to the day, month, and year, which are tied to observable astronomical phenomena, the Earth's rotation, the moon's phases, and Earth's orbit around the sun, respectively. However, evidence of the weekly cycle appears in nature, culture, and biology in intriguing ways, hinting at its deep integration into life on Earth. Studies in biology reveal that humans and animals exhibit seven-day biological cycles, known as circaseptin rhythms. These are internal rhythms that repeat roughly every 7 days, despite not being directly linked to external environmental factors. Human immune system activity, such as the peaks in white blood cell counts, often follows a 7-day cycle. Rejection episodes after organ transplants tend to occur in 7-day intervals. The duration and recurrence of certain illnesses, like malaria or fever cycles, also align with this rhythm. Evidence of 7-day rhythms in plants, while less studied, provides additional insight into the natural alignment of life with weekly cycles. Some plants exhibit metabolic cycles, like changes in nutrient absorption and photosynthesis rates, that align with a 7-day pattern. These cycles may influence growth spurts or dormancy periods. Leaf movement in some species, particularly in relation to water retention or solar energy absorption, has been observed to follow a weekly rhythm. This may optimize energy efficiency and growth. Certain crop studies suggest that germination rates or root growth intensity can peak in roughly 7-day intervals, which may affect agricultural yields. Certain animal behaviors and physiological processes follow a 7-day cycle. For example, behavioral changes in some bird species have been observed to repeat every 7 days. Hormonal cycles and rest patterns in mammals sometimes align with this rhythm. The 7-day week is nearly universal across human cultures, spanning centuries and civilizations, despite no direct astronomical basis. Its persistence across history suggests it may resonate with natural rhythms that humans subconsciously recognize and align with. The Sabbath is mentioned numerous times in the Old Testament, both explicitly and implicitly. The first occasion is in Genesis 2 as a part of the creation account. Passages in Exodus and Deuteronomy emphasize the command to remember and keep the Sabbath holy, linking it to both creation and Israel's deliverance from Egypt. In Exodus 16, verses 23 to 30, the manna provision in the wilderness stands as a powerful demonstration of God's care and the sanctity of the Sabbath. As the Israelites journeyed through the desert, God provided manna, a miraculous bread from heaven, to sustain them daily. However, he commanded that on the 6th day, they gather a double portion, for the 7th day was a Sabbath, a day of rest and reflection dedicated to the Lord. Any attempt to gather manna on the Sabbath proved futile, as no manna appeared, underscoring the importance of trusting God's provision and honoring his rhythm of rest. This divine instruction taught the Israelites reliance on God's faithfulness and highlighted the Sabbath as a sacred gift, not merely a command, but an invitation to pause, trust, and remember the one who sustains them. The term Sabbath is mentioned approximately 90 to 100 times in the Old Testament, depending on the translation and the inclusion of related terms like Sabbath year or Sabbaths. The word Sabbath is mentioned approximately 60 times in the New Testament. These references primarily occur in the Gospels. They focus on Jesus' teachings and actions on the Sabbath and early church practices. These mentions underscore the evolving understanding of the Sabbath in light of Jesus' ministry, emphasizing its deeper spiritual significance rather than rigid adherence to ritual. Among the significant mentions is that after his crucifixion, Jesus himself rested on the Sabbath. The establishment of the seventh-day Sabbath reveals God's dominion over time itself. By structuring the creation week and sanctifying the seventh day, God demonstrates his authority not just over the physical realm, but also over the intangible dimension of time. While we are bound by time's relentless march, unable to alter its course, God, as creator, holds complete sovereignty over it. This realization highlights the importance of trusting God with the time he has given us, recognizing that our lives unfold within his eternal plan. The Sabbath serves as a weekly reminder of this truth, inviting us to surrender our anxieties about time and find rest in his loving care. Father, thank you for the gift of the Sabbath, a day set apart for rest, reflection, and renewal in your presence. Teach us to honor this sacred time as a reminder of your sovereignty over creation and your unfailing provision for our lives. May we embrace the rhythms you have designed, trusting in your wisdom and finding joy in communion with you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.